This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on Tuesday, the 21st of January, in case you were wondering, that we were sort of halfway in between, two-thirds of the way. This is the math class of the airwaves. We were halfway through, two-thirds of the way through the month. That was between the 20th and the 21st of January. So you got it all. We're now sure we're two-thirds of the way through the month, working our way back to you, babe. Remember that song? Who remembers? Working
our way. I remember that.
Yeah. All right.
It's a big hit.
We're working our way back to you with another day's worth of conversation. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Doug Steffen is here. We're all here. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. Victoria's voice. You want to test your voice, Victoria, for us? It's an hour to test the voice.
Testing.
Yeah, right.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. So we have a couple of things floating around here. The impeachment starts today. I'm not sure there's anything new in the last 24 hours, but Jennifer, if there is, I'm sure you're on top of it. So,
yes. Well, there is some stuff that's new in the last 24 hours. So there are a couple of deadlines. And again, whether you like this impeachment stuff or you don't like the impeachment stuff, I don't either, believe me. But it is a lesson in civics. And so you can kind of see how all of this works. So yesterday there was a deadline for President Trump's legal team to provide their briefs, basically, for opening statements. It's an outline of sorts, a roadmap of how they'll be defending the president. The House managers, who are the prosecutors, had to do the same thing. They had to have theirs in by Saturday. So different deadlines for different teams who had to be acknowledged at different times. And so since the House managers put their team together first, they had their deadline on Saturday. The Republicans or the president's team yesterday. The president also added some congressional leaders to his team. He added Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows, Elise Stefanik. He added Lee Zeldin. He added John Ratcliffe, Doug Collins. So his team will be quite large. There was a question about whether or not he would add members of Congress to his team, and he answered that yesterday when he named those people to sit with Alan Dershowitz and Ken Starr and Pat Cipollone and Jay Sekulow and Pam Bondi. And then Senate Republicans, so now some of the jurors, released their trial resolution, their impeachment trial resolution on Monday evening. So that's the blueprint, for what the schedule would look like. Senate Majority Leader is Mitch McConnell. He plans to pass impeachment trial rules, giving the White House counsel and the House impeachment managers each 24 hours over 2 days to make opening arguments. So the case managers, the Democrats, essentially, would go first. They would get two 12-hour days to make their opening arguments, followed by President Trump's legal team. Well, this is actually new, though. That was all speculation. Right. So this was actually put out last night. So you'll be cool. All right.
I'm not cool with this, though.
Then there'll be a 16-hour window for questions and answers, and then there would be a 4-hour debate and a vote over whether or not witnesses or new information would be brought into the trial. So that's how it would go. What Democrats want to do, though, is they want to call today for witnesses, where Mitch McConnell says, let's make the arguments, then let's see if we need to call witnesses in. They need a majority to pass this, and so for Republicans, they probably have the votes to do this. And so there you go. That's a pretty speedy timetable. It would call for really late nights. They would be working 12-hour days, and they're not starting until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, which means they probably wouldn't be done until 2 or 3 once you factor in the breaks.
Why don't they start until 1 in the afternoon?
Because, like, John...
Normal,
because John Roberts, who's the Chief Justice, still has to do Supreme Court business. Right. So if you want to meet the most half-dead person in Washington, D.C., I mean, my goodness.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to get up early to do the Supreme Court.
You
They're going to keep him up till 3 a.m. He's the victim in all this.
It's 9 months a year. Come on. Let's not get overreactive.
That's a long day, though. Especially when you're sitting through all that boring stuff. Are you kidding? You think it's not like he's sitting there watching a concert. He's got to listen to Adam Schiff spew for 12 hours.
Senator Richard Shelby was defending the Trump people. He said that things happen when interviewed and asked about this being an impeachable offense. But the question was asked in a way, referencing it as a many months long campaign to pressure Ukraine into investigating the Bidens. I thought it was just one incident, period. What does it mean, months long?
Well, it was, but because it started in July and ended in September, there's your months long.
He was pushing for 3 months to have this done?
Okay, so that's how long it took for the funds to go back on their regular course. So July 3rd.
It wasn't months, then that's improper. That was not a months long, M-O-N-T-A-S.
Right, I wouldn't write that either. Right, but that's what they, I mean, that's how they're positioning it.
Well, that's the news media trying to make it
more
than what it is.
The way that congressional appropriations work, certain amounts of money have to be released in certain timetables. And so what's really kind of annoying about all of this is that we had until September 30th to release aid to Ukraine. The aid was released on September 11th. So I don't know. It's hard for me, even if you don't think.
A waste of time.
Even if you don't think that it was the right thing to do, it was still released within the time frame. So there really was no crime. I don't know, it's dumb, but
system's
here
broken.
We are. Here
and
we are.
The system is broken. You were on the fence as to voting for a Republican or a Democrat, and you see the people who are really behind all of this, like Schiff, who's probably pretty solidly entrenched in his district here in Los Angeles. But these people, all of them, should get sent packing. What about the way that radio and television is going to cover this event? It's certainly major news. You're doing on your morning program in L.A. How are you doing this? Because it'll start. No, it won't start while you're on the air.
Well, if we were on the air, we would be covering it wall to wall. But because it's starting later in the day, what we'll be doing is recaps from the day before, because a lot of this is going to go until 2 or 3 in the morning, and nobody is going to be staying up that late. So we'll be helping those people who want to know what's going on. We'll be recapping it. But our entire network is going to be doing full coverage. They're not going to blow out shows. But certainly the show hosts are going to be doing heavy coverage with heavy audio in as close to real time as possible. So it's going to be a lot of coverage. All the cable channels are, looking at this like it's the award season for them. So they'll all be doing lots and lots of coverage. And, for many people, this will be the first one that they're paying attention to in their lives. So I don't think a lot of people know how the process goes. So maybe there'll be some interest in that respect.
I think they've already worn the audience out with all of this nonsense, frankly. There are some hardcore people. Victoria, how many of your friends would be interested in listening to this wall to wall at this point? Would you say?
No, I don't know. They all have jobs they don't really have the luxury of,
real lives.
Yeah. I don't think any, really. My mom might be, because she's at home.
Okay.
That's about it.
Fancy's calling it in. Yep. listening.
So, Kara, you're working with other programs at Radio America beside this one. You're with the Chad Benson, who's quite a good radio host. How is his approach to this? So you were working with him yesterday. How much time did he spend in each hour or during the course of the program talking about the impeachment?
Maybe one segment talking about it. I think he's taking kind of the same approach that Jen is taking here, where he's doing more of kind of an explanation of everything that's happening. Because I think, at least to me, that's kind of the most confusing part, is there's so many different technicalities that all these people have to follow, and I think, like
people
Jen
also
said,
think this is a criminal trial, and it's not. So there's a whole different set of rules.
Yeah,
they use the word trial, which is an improper.
Most people my age have not experienced this, so they don't really know. And even people who are older than me haven't experienced it, so they don't really know what the process is like. So yeah, he's mostly just kind of explaining it, of course, giving some opinion, but there's still a lot of other conversation about other different things going on, which I think. Mm-hmm. There should be. Obviously, this is a big deal in terms of politics and in terms of history. Not many other presidents have been impeached. So, I mean, yeah, people talk about it in that way, but there's still quite a lot of other things going on in the world. So at least on the other shows I've heard, people are still covering other things here.
For example, the Chinese, what is it called, coronavirus?
Yeah, that's the one, the Coravin.
Of this. Cora, who's your what?
Isn't it Coravin? Something like that?
It's a virus that is like the flu, and the Chinese, as usual, are trying to cover it up, and some doctor went public with it, and that was the end of keeping it quiet. The possibility it could spread. It's a pretty quick virus. Another one of these flu viruses, basically, that's what it is. It's a respiratory virus that has come from some province in southern China. Medical workers tested positive for the virus over there. Authorities saying the number of people confirmed to have this in the hundreds. And so in Seattle, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, I'm not sure how they're testing, but I know that they're...
Anybody coming through customs, they're pulling them out. I think they just take your temperature, actually, if I remember right. I heard a story. And by the way, it's a coronavirus. Coravin is a wine opener, which is why I remember that.
Okay. Hooray!
Yeah. But I think they take your temperature, and if you don't have a fever, then they send you on your way. But they're doing it with the major hubs that take in Chinese passengers.
Right. That's at least on the West Coast. I don't know.
Well, JFK, they were holding planes, too. It was on the news.
They were.
Yeah, local news, yeah. Okay. They weren't letting people get off the plane, I think. They were going onto the planes and testing people before they were allowed off.
Sure, it'll do wonders for trans-Pacific travel for a while. So is this another one of these things? There's a big problem. I'm not sure that people are connecting the two. I am, but that's me. The Chinese have bought into the largest pork producer in America because they have a serious problem with their pork production, and pork is very popular in China.
I think it came from seafood, though, didn't it?
Well, I'm not sure that the...
I think seafood market.
Yeah, that it was animal-borne, and that it was like seafood at this market. And that the thing that boggled everybody, they only thought that they had it contained because they thought it was like a foodborne illness. But then people have been transferring it person to person, and that's where they weren't speaking about that because that was... Well, they had underestimated it, I guess.
The important word here is may have started with fish. My theory is that it started with their pork because they have seriously diseased pig population.
Well, and there's a lot of fish that eat pigs in China.
Well, that's true. Yeah, no, that's not facetious. They do. They chop up the stuff and throw it into the fish farms, and that's what, the leftover stuff from the pork production. Who knows? You know, over there, you don't know. And the food is so horrible. I remember when we were given a feast, supposedly, when I traveled. I was actually in the auspices of the Chinese government at the time that I went over there to do the radio program. And the food was horrific. What crap. Oh, my God. And my daughter and my son and former wife were with me, and they were encouraging me to be polite. I didn't eat a lot. Lost about, 8 pounds while I was on that trip. Just the food. And it's all raw. Everything's raw. At least it was then. And, it's like eating sushi. You take your life in your hands when you eat anything that's raw. And especially in a climate like that, where there are so many issues. So they're sending their pork over, their lousy pork over here to be ground up as sausage. And they take the good pork that they're being grown here and send it back to China, which is something the government should stop today, now, should be stopped. Instead of letting it go on the way that it has gone on. I think that's a real hole in our system, frankly. All right, so that's the Chinese story, the Chinese connection. By the way, for those of you in Kansas City who are listening to the new Russian program there, do you believe that? There's a rush called Radio Sputnik in Kansas City. It's 21 after the hour.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
She keeps them always shined on in a pretty cabinet. Every cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy, with Ruth's job and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't take.
All right, so I'm doing my impression of Queen. Sure that you all
really good, fabulous. By the way.
Yeah, yeah. Fabulous. Fabulous. Thank you, yeah.
Victoria, I thought it was Freddie.
Jennifer, Freddie coming
back. Might be my
dead.
Fever, but I thought it was Freddie Mercury. Yeah, you should go back to bed right now.
Queen may have made some history once again by becoming the first band to be honored with an official coin in England created by the Royal Mint. The commemorative coin, which was put into circulation yesterday with the Queen on both sides. There's Queen.
Wait, the
Elizabeth
Queen or
on
Queen?
One side, and then there's Queen the group on the other side.
So it's a double queen. Queen squared.
Yeah, double queen. Yep, Queen squared. I like that, Jennifer. The coin's design features the instruments played by each of the founding members. Brian May's red special guitar, John Deacon's Fender Precision Bass, Roger Taylor's Ludwig bass drum decorated with a Queen crest, and Freddie Mercury's Bechstein grand piano with the opening notes of Bohemian Rhapsody pressed down. That's pretty complicated to get that on a Queen coin. Brian May said, quote, This is a big who could have imagined it moment for us. When we began as Queen, even the first rung of the ladder to recognition seems remote and unreachable. To have our band recognized and our music celebrated in this way is touching, a real honor. Coin designed by the Royal Mint. Prices for it range from about $16, £13 for the limited edition brilliant uncirculated coin, which includes a poster and comes with three exclusive packs. For those with royal tastes, there's a silver and gold proof edition worth £2,100. That's $2,700.
Wow.
Coins.
So that's cheap. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Coins can be purchased through royalmint.com if you want to buy one of them. Big Queen supporter. The Queen editions are the first in a series, a new series, celebrating innovation and success of British music. Where's the Beatles coin? That would be the first one I'd be looking for. It's a fitting that Queen gets the Royal Mint treatment for an event celebrating the Golden Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II back in 2002. Brian May performed God Save the Queen on the roof. How fucking about that? I remember that. Yeah. Very, very good. Okay, so here we have the latest. That's some big news for Queen.
They've had an amazing couple years.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, most bands that were around in the heyday when Queen was, you know, they're all like, half of them are dying or they're breaking up or it's not going great. And Queen's having an amazing time.
Yeah. Going right along. All right, next up, another great group, U2 in the focus here, 26 after on the DJV program, more than 30 years since the release of the Joshua Tree. U2 wrapped their multi-year anniversary tour celebrating their most successful album ever. The Joshua Tree tours 2017-2019 grossed a total of $390 million. Woo! 3.3 million tickets over 65 shows all around the world. U2 toured all over North and South America as well as Europe in 2017. They had 50 shows in the first 5 months. The Joshua Tree Tour 2017 crowned Billboard's top tours, ranking that year with $317 million in gross receipts, even though they played fewer shows than the five tours that followed it. After launching and completing 2018's Experience Plus Innocence Tour, spending most of 2019 off the road, U2 returned for a 15-show Joshua Tree Tour across Australia and Asia in November and December, grossing $73 million. Selling 567,000 tickets. The average ticket in Asia was $166, 58% higher than the average ticket in Australia, $105, the highest continental ticket on the entire anniversary tour. Did you pay that kind of money to see them?
Everybody pays at least $100 to see any concert now. Doesn't matter who
it
is.
I guess, yeah. Anyway, the 76 North American shows earned a $33 million price ticket. That's less than 10% of the 2017 tour. So that's the story from U2 making big bucks. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump gears up for the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, as his team of A-list lawyers prepare his defense for the Senate impeachment trial in Washington set to get underway Tuesday. Before leaving, the president tweeting, "Crying Chuck Schumer is now asking for fairness. when he and the Democratic House members worked together to make sure I got zero fairness in the House. So, what else is new? In USA News for Your Health, international airports in our country and airports around the world on alert as a deadly virus spreads from Wuhan, China. Thermal imaging scanners being used to check people coming from that area to see the temperature of their skin, as fever is a sign they could be sick. People in China being warned to avoid contact with live animals and to not eat raw or undercooked meats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The hour on the Tuesday DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We have spent a lot of time dwelling. I know some of you think that it's important, but I believe it is very, it's unimportant. There are some who think, as we stress some of this, will freak out on this. It just doesn't work for me. It really doesn't. That doesn't mean it doesn't work for some people, and so we're trying to cover everything here. But it's like lighting a match and throwing it into a dark room with some of this stuff. Maybe the Democrats would like to think that in a dark room there's some gunpowder, and they throw the match in, and that's what will happen. But I'm not thinking that that is what's happening, or what is, you know, whether it's intentional or unintentional. I think some of this just the unimportance of this, the drama, the stigma of what has been going on here around this impeachment thing is really one of, I think, a defining negative for our era, frankly, a very, really defining negative. Meanwhile, let's go to Puerto Rico, where Victoria follows.
Also a negative.
Yes. Yeah, it is pretty negative.
Not a lot of positive there.
Well, I think so. I mean, how much of the, and look, maybe there's still blame to be passed around, but how many people said, oh, Trump hates Puerto Ricans, so he's not giving them supply. Meanwhile, it's the government that's doing all the.
Well, the governor of Puerto Rico, Wanda Vasquez, is that how you pronounce her name? I guess it is, huh? Victoria Vasquez, fired the director of the Office of Emergency Management, Carlos Acevedo. Why am I even bothering with the name? Nobody knows and nobody cares. Just that this guy's been fired. They found a warehouse full of water and boxes of supplies that had just been put into a warehouse. So what sort of moronic stuff? I would think the people in Puerto Rico would be beside themselves.
They are. There are thousands of people protesting, and they want the resignation of the governor. That's the latest. And so I actually don't know that this is really on her. There was a different governor who resigned because he was corrupt and terrible. So I actually think that she's really been trying to clean up some of this mess. She already now has fired three more cabinet members after this warehouse was discovered. And the thing that really is terrible about this discovery, not only were people lining up when they found out, and they lined up in an orderly fashion. You would think that, you know, there would be like looting and stuff, and that's actually not what happened. And people, just families, started lining up, and they wanted some water, and they wanted, you know, some supplies, emergency supplies that were in this warehouse. And there's video footage of it, and it's a massive warehouse, pallets and pallets and pallets of water. And it's the thing that really adds insult to injury is that this is right in the region where the largest earthquake just struck.
What possessed a guy to do that, unless he's so corrupt?
I think he was selling it. I think he was so corrupt that he claimed that some of the water was expired, and that's why he wasn't giving that part of it out. Then he claimed that some of the, that he was giving it out. The whole thing, he keeps changing his story. He should be in jail. He absolutely should. And so, the whole thing is a mess. And, you know, and I know, and Puerto Ricans certainly don't have a whole lot of love for Trump and the way that he handled this, but I've blamed FEMA way more than Trump himself on this one. Yeah. FEMA's been a disaster
beginning. As long as you can remember, back to the Bush era, it was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to be...
FEMA has messed up every
major U.S. disaster. And they're the biggest disaster.
Look what they did with Hurricane Katrina. FEMA was a nightmare for those people. People are still dealing with health consequences from living in those trailers that were supposed to be temporary in New Orleans and ended up, you know, being... They were all lined with formaldehyde, and people have lung cancer now because they had to live in the trailer longer than they were supposed to. The whole thing is just a disaster. And on the island of Puerto Rico, it's just... because of their geographic location, they are still digging out from Hurricane Maria, and now this earthquake, all these earthquakes happened. The largest one really did the most damage. And people are sleeping out on mattresses in their front yards, so they're afraid to go in their homes. They're afraid that their structures are going to crumble on top of them. So it's just, you know, it's a disaster. I don't really know how it's going to be fixed because the infrastructure is just so bad. The power is a nightmare. They're literally, you can see crews down there from, this is back going to Hurricane Maria. They would just, there were power lines that toppled over, and they just stick up some new ones right on top of the old rubble, and they don't even have the budget to clear out what was there. And it's, everything looks like a temporary structure. It's just horrible. And then there's one spot on the island that's all tourism, which is fine, and that's a big part of their revenue. But the rest of the population is seriously struggling. And if it weren't for a lot of private organizations, Bethany Frankel has her Be Strong Foundation there, and Chef Jose Andres is there with the World Kitchen, and they're feeding people and handing out, you know, $100 gift cards so people can go and buy their own supplies that they need. It's, you know, it's really, it's been, It's a wonderful humanitarian effort when you see what's really going on the ground. But, you know, then you go back to FEMA and you go back to the Puerto Rican government.
What this guy was doing reminds me of something that happened in Africa or some place that was so backward. Mm-hmm. Puerto Rico is not the most progressive place on the planet, but it certainly isn't as backward as some of these places in Asia too, Asia and Africa. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there's another outrage, the pro-gun protesters and their rally in Richmond yesterday. It was something that took place at the Capitol. It was
dubbed as
a peaceful day to address our legislature.
Yeah, much to the chagrin of lawmakers. They tried to paint this thing like it was going to be white supremacist, that it was going to be violent, that all these gun people couldn't be trusted. And what happened? You had thousands of people go into Richmond who were peacefully protesting the fact that the governor is trying to pass a lot of legislation to limit their Second Amendment rights. And it was a peaceful day. And what's so gross is that the news media was like...
22,000 people showed up.
Yeah, and with relatively few incidents. I think there were a few small little squabbles here and there, but everything was peaceful. And the government had set this up in Richmond, in Virginia, Richmond's the capital, to be like some big, nasty, violent white supremacist rally.
So how do they arrest somebody for just wearing a mask over her face? How is
that? That's Antifa. They would probably suspect that they were Antifa, I would guess.
Mm. All right. Anyway, were there any neo-Nazis hanging out in all of this?
I don't think so.
But that was what we heard yesterday morning.
That's what they told. I'm telling you. That's why I said much to the sadness of the governor. Right.
Said that out of state hate groups were coming into town to incite violence, and that didn't happen at all.
No.
But
after what happened the last time, though, Doug, I mean, I don't think it's unreasonable that the governor thought that this was, that it could turn into something.
Where did he get his information, though? That would be
the last white supremacist rally in Charlottesville.
But that was a white supremacist rally. This was a Second Amendment rally. And that's what tweaked everybody off, is that he tried to paint this as a bunch of white supremacists coming to Richmond. And that's not the case at all. In fact, you had people of all colors. You had gays for guns. There were a bunch of LGBTQ.
Is a group called Gays for Guns?
Yes, go look at the signs. There was a lot of African Americans there who were protesting, who said gun rights are not white rights, they're people rights, they're human rights. And so it was actually kind of cool. There were people from all different races, all different walks of life, who were there to protest the governor's actions to try to limit people's ability to access guns and their Second Amendment rights. So,
well, I think anyone with a modicum of normality is happy that nothing happened and relieved that nothing happened.
I agree.
I certainly was when I saw the headlines. Yeah.
Well, with the media painting it, it was ridiculous.
In part, the news media, once again, painting this, they collaborate with people like the governor and they stretch it out. Yeah, it just is another boundary crossed.
Well, they want to characterize people who are pro-Second Amendment as a certain class of person.
Yeah, that's true. That's a lot of that.
And so that's part of the motivation here. And it was blown out the window, pardon the pun. I don't know. It's just hard for me. I still can't imagine. Karen and I were talking about this last week off the air. It's hard for me to imagine that this governor is still where he is. I mean, he's the governor who can't remember
leadership.
If he was wearing blackface or if he was in a KKK mask in his yearbook. So, I don't know.
Here's the kind of stuff, though, that goes on. If you didn't see this in the last 24 hours, the famed reporter, or he's supposed to be a reporter, I don't think he is anymore. I don't even know what he is. He likes to position himself as someone who influences public opinion. Carl Bernstein, remember Bernstein and Woodward, or Woodward and Bernstein, and what happened during the Nixon years? So he's still hanging around. And he was on social media yesterday with a new nickname for Mitch McConnell. He referred to them. He was on a CNN discussion, what else is new, that centered on McConnell's proposal for the schedule. You have discussed that, Jennifer, how McConnell proposed a compressed schedule in the impeachment trial. And this is what he posted, quote, "The most important moment for the Republican Party since the censure of Joe McCarthy and the impeachment of Richard Nixon, in which Republicans became great heroes and patriots. Now we're looking at Midnight Mitch and the so-called world's greatest deliberative body really embracing a cover-up that's there for all to see." And what
Midnight
is he based
Mitch.
That on? Midnight Mitch, though, is what seems to be.
Because they're long days, I guess.
Remember, yeah, Midnight Mitch. All right, anyway. Today, Let's do something really important. Celebrate New England Clam Chowder Day, or chowder, as we say, or some people say in New England. I don't say that, but chowder is a maniac and Cape Cod sort of expression. Originated in fishing villages on the coast of France, as a matter of fact, back in the 16th century. Back then, any kind of fish chowder was considered a poor man's dish. Most recipes called for salt pork and biscuits, which were both part of a standard sailor's rationings. Today, the biscuits have been, we have salty crackers, right? Those little oyster crackers that we use. Different
or
varieties.
Saltines, yeah, depending,
of
I guess.
Clam chowder, yep, right. New England clam chowder, which needs not to have any flour, or it needs to be thin. It's a very, the real New England clam chowder is a broth. There's Manhattan clam chowder, there's Rhode Island clam chowder, there's Down East clam chowder, there's Outer Bank clam chowder.
Avoid the Chinese clam chowder, I heard.
Yeah, I would.
There's a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In 1939, the state of Maine made it illegal to put tomatoes in clam chowder. Get those damn guys.
I think
Manhattan
clam chowder is gross. It's that red tomato broth.
Really,
it's kind of spicy. It's ugh.
Yeah, I don't like that. It's good, but you can have a good bowl of stew, a seafood stew that has a tomato base. That can be pretty good. Bouillabaisse, is that what they call it? Bouillabaisse.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, I'm not a big seafood person to begin with. And then when you start calling it stew, it makes me want to move.
And then I just imagine Doug's kitchen, and then I'm just done.
Okay, moving on. Speaking of being done, the tickets for Super Bowl, the Chiefs versus the 49ers in sports, selling for amazing amounts. This really amazes. I saw somebody yesterday spending $3,600. Apparently that's cheap. Some of the tickets now are going for $6,000. The lowest tickets in the last 24 hours, $5,200, and then
yeah,
they're reselling them for $50,000. What is the matter with you people? You gotta be
nuts.
Where
do people get money? Like,
that kind of money to go watch a couple of teams play a stupid game?
SeatGeek.com. Well, it's not a stupid game.
It is
you might be a big
game.
Fan, but it's still a lot.
I'd go
of
this year to see my boyfriend Jimmy. Why not?
Oh, he's so
what,
hot.
Why, it's hurt each other?
It's going to hurt me because I think I'm going to root against him, but he looks hot whether he's crying or celebrating. So it's
Anyway, so that's the story of StubHub. There's another bunch of losers. Man, there's a legality. That's legalized extortion. Is basically StubHub sub. Isn't that what it is? I mean, tell
yeah, you're right.
What it is.
Yeah,
it's legalized extortion.
I mean, I they partake,
buy
on, but
yeah,
I feed into it every time I buy concert tickets. But yeah.
Once in a while, yeah. Kansas City generated the highest percentage of geographical ticket orderings, according to SeatGeek's data. 12% of the tickets sold to people in Kansas City. Large areas like New York and Chicago are in second and third place in terms of where the seats are being sold. It's going to be played in Miami, and the best part of it may be the half. I don't know. I shouldn't
yeah,
even get
Yeah, I like the halftime
these,
show this time. Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, come
so
on.
I'm so tired of watching these guys beat the hell out of each other, and then, that's terrible. Yeah, right. Okay, so Jennifer, what's on television tonight? You guys all chuckle about it. It is an
well,
epidemic.
I'm only chuckling because at Doug Steffen's sports report.
I know. And you're like, I get sick of watching these people. Like, you ever sit around and watch football? You should try it. It makes for excellent napping conditions. That's what I did this weekend.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. All right, about TV? Jen.
Tonight, DC's Legends of Tomorrow has their season premiere on the CW. Secrets of the Dead, these are Holocaust survivors and historians discuss one of the biggest moral dilemmas that as World War II raged on, the Allies debated bombing Auschwitz, and that's all featured. Secrets of the Dead, PBS tonight at 9 o'clock. The Conners are new tonight on ABC. That's at 8, followed by Bless This Mess and Mixed-ish, Black-ish, and Emergence, all new tonight on ABC. CBS has NCIS, FBI, and their new show, FBI's Most Wanted. It's a spinoff from the FBI program. And then Ellen's Game of Games, brand new tonight on NBC at 8.
How about them apples? I think there are a lot of interesting new shows, but I think I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago as the end of the season came around. There are 574 scripted shows. Never in the history of the medium have there been that many people. And the city of Los Angeles is going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to keep up with the demand for programming. 10 before the hour.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Here we are at Tech Talk time for this Tuesday. Victoria Keeler back with her voice. I'll show her up if she needs it, but she doesn't usually need any help doing anything. Talking about technology is one of her things. And so we start with the focus on Tesla and what you put it on autopilot and you may end up in the river.
The newest is that it's not even autopilot that's the problem. So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said that it's weighing whether to launch an investigation into sudden unexpected acceleration of 500,000 Tesla vehicles. This covers the Tesla Model S, the Model X, and the Model 3. And it also cites 127 consumer complaints, 123 unique vehicles, and 110 crashes and 52 injuries. This is a big deal for Tesla and people who own Teslas. The NHTSA said that it's the agency's standard practice when it comes to matters like this, that they review all the petition and the data, and then they decide if they're going to launch an investigation. I think they're probably going to lean towards an investigation now. That's a lot of injuries and a lot of crashes. 110 crashes is a lot. They conducted a technical analysis, and the Office of Defects Investigation informs the petitioner whether it will move forward with the investigation. They haven't made that decision yet. yet. But again, this is not the first time that Tesla has faced these accusations of malfunctioning vehicles. Like you mentioned, Doug, and back in November of 2018, they had the autopilot issue, and then they also had a class action lawsuit from customers who claimed that their Model S and X vehicles were suddenly accelerating without warning. Now, that's when they were not in autopilot mode, and that's what's really dangerous. And now it seems to be coming around again 2 years later. These newer models are still doing the same thing. And so one of the higher profile lawsuits was filed last year by Mina Massoud. Now, if that name sounds slightly familiar, you may know him as the star of Disney's live action Aladdin. He actually played Aladdin. He claimed that a faulty suspension caused the wheel of his Model 3 to fall off a day after he bought the Tesla. So there are lots of problems that seem to be going on with Tesla. And so they have battery management issues with vehicle fires. And so a number of those reports of Tesla owners crashing their own vehicles using the autopilot. We all know about that. A few people have been killed using autopilot. So I suspect that if Tesla doesn't get their act together soon, they may end up being completely sidelined by the government until they pass inspection. They'll become the new 737 Max.
Yeah. All right. And you can, and that happens even if you're not driving weed on a Tesla. So next up, here's some new technology, the vegan meat business. Impossible pork in the focus.
The Geek Out.
We've been telling you about the fake meat. Impossible Burger and its competitor Beyond Meat are all the rage with their uncanny ability to make something that tastes and looks just like beef, but without all the guilt. Well, now meet Impossible Pork. Yes, this human creation that by all reports tastes just like pork, as the beef version does taste like a cooked cow. And we're also told that the product meets all kosher certifications and is good for any ground pork recipe. The key protein, again, is soy, but other plant-based ingredients are mixed in to create the fake meat. We're told it has way more sodium, but less fat, fewer calories, and zero cholesterol. Impossible Pork should start appearing at different fast food joints later this quarter.
You are now listening to the powerful frequency of driving a Toyota Tacoma, RAV4, and 4Runner. This experiment confirms power runs in the family. Toyota, let's go places. Visit toyota.com/testmiles for details.
All right, next up on the Tech Talk is a focus on some Apple AirPods Pro. What do we have to look out for here, Victoria?
Well, if you have the new AirPods Pro, you may want to refrain from doing the firmware update, because these new AirPods, the big buzz on them was that they are actually noise-canceling earbuds. And the problem is, for whatever reason, every time you do a firmware update, they get less and less effective at canceling out outside noise. And customers can't figure out why that is. Apple is actually, they're still trying to figure this out as well. Bose had faced a similar issue with their Quiet Comfort headphones. Customers insisted that after they did the update, it dramatically worsened the level of noise cancellation compared to when they first opened them out of the box. And a lot of people say that they're experiencing this same issue now with the Sony earbuds, but mostly the Apple AirPods are under fire. And so apparently, AirPods are designed to dynamically adjust to how much noise cancellation is needed based on your environment, and as you're doing these updates for the firmware, it's getting worse and worse. So I would say don't do a firmware update. Take them back and get your money back if you can, because a lot of people just got them at Christmas time.
All right, get your money back. Don't throw them away. Get your money back. That's it. Good job, Victoria. Thank you. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.